he was down there in Las Vegas, and he was looking for a place to jump the Grand Canyon. So it was, I remember it was Robbie's birthday. He was drunk. And him and Bob Wingle flew out over the Grand Canyon, and they were looking for a spot, and they flew back into Vegas. Well, Wingle was the manager of the jockey clubs then.
It was a timeshare outfit.
Yeah, and the buildings are 11 stories, sure 12 high. Stories. So Robbie flies over in a helicopter drunk, and he goes, "Hey, Bob, you own them buildings? I'll jump there from one building to the other." Okay. So we put this jump in motion, and I go to Seattle where Robbie was living. We get on the West Coast. We go to L.A. We go to Fox, do all these interviews, and just had a great time in L.A. doing, you know, press junket. We get to Las Vegas, and I pull up in the Jockey Club parking lot. Me and Rob, I was driving the van and the bikes, and he was driving something else. And I was sitting in the parking lot, and I go, "Hey, Robbie, you know that these buildings aren't straight across from each other?" And he looked up at him, and he's chewing his thumbnail going, "Oh, you're right. They look straight when I flew over them." So this turned into a nightmare for about... We're going to do a live Fox show in 7 days, and we got no idea how he's even going to get across there. On top of the buildings was all these air conditioning units and elevator shafts. So we had every scaffold company in Las Vegas come out there.
So my buddy Joe, he's the one that built all the ramps and everything. So we're down there one day, and we're going up to look at it. I said, "Joe, what are you doing?" He goes, "I'm not going up on top of that thing." Here's the guy building a ramp. He wouldn't even walk up on there. Robbie's flying up that thing, and it was, what, about an 8x8, or was it even that?
4 feet wide.
4 feet wide ramp, yeah. But then on top to turn around, stop, yeah. Turn around and make his runs.
And you get on top of that thing, it was all scaffolding. You're looking
so
down.
So it's behind the building. You know, it's not even part of the building. So he built this big thing to make this thing down, and like I say, you're jumping into, you know, the building's not really, it's over here. You got to make a big sweep to the side.
There's no test runs on that one. It's one and go, but we set the jump up in the parking lot to try to emulate the distance and the length, and as it come out, he couldn't make it across from building to building the way it was all set up. So the day of the jump, we scaffolded up one side of the takeoff tower and pulled his takeoff ramp out there another 20 feet, or he wouldn't have made it across there. He would have went right into the side of the jockey club. So a lot of people didn't know that, but we did that the day of the jump, scaffolded up the front of it so that we lengthened it out, and he'd get more speed and less distance, or he would have never made it over there. And that's a lot of jumps. We had to do crazy stuff like that to adjust.
See, Robbie's career extended from 79 until, Joe's talking in there, 2000s. Evil's career was from 67. He hit the guy with the baseball bat in 76. Evil's career was like, you know, how much shorter?
Yeah.
You know, Robbie's had a long, long career. A lot of, well, Joe said 60-some shows he did with him. Just the accumulation of the, mainly from the compression of the landing. Yeah, it's taken its toll on him.
Two of his wrecks were out riding. One of them was riding at Homestake. He was going to Delmo Lake, him and Weiss and Beardsley, and he went off the road there and busted his knee up, tore all the skin off it.
He took my motorcycle one night and ran into the bridge on Harrison Avenue.
So his
doing a wheelie, flying.
Going up to Yamaneva, have some breakfast about 5 in the morning, drunk. So a couple of his wrecks were right around here in Butte that hurt him pretty good.
I've probably seen maybe a third, maybe a little more of Robbie's jumps. I was never there once when he wrecked.